Now we welcome Ali B to 91.8 Hayes FM for our usual Thursday chat about stuff.
Good morning. Chat about nonsense.
How are you? All right.
I'm fine, thank you.
You're looking well and radiant as normal.
Thank you. My plaits and my earrings getting caught in my headphones.
Oh,
so I'm fine.
You're all right. You're doing well.
Thank you.
So what's been attracting your attention this week?
Well, I've got here a list of Britain's most irritating expressions.
Expressions? Now, this should be interesting.
Apparently, researchers at Oxford University have compiled, whatever the word is, a top 10 of the most irritating expressions. Right. Making the top 10, okay, are... At the end of the day, does that annoy you?
Does a bit. Yeah.
Fairly unique.
No, I've not heard that one.
No. I personally.
Yeah, heard that one. Yeah.
At this moment in time.
Oh, loathe that one.
With all due respect. Absolutely.
No.
It's a nightmare.
Everyone uses that.
Yes, I use all these. All of them. Shouldn't of.
Shouldn't of.
Instead of shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have.
24/7.
Oh.
Does that annoy you?
It does a bit.
Does it annoy you 24/7?
It's sort of cool, 24/7.
And the last one is, it's not rocket science.
Oh, yes.
Does that annoy you?
Yeah, I used to work with a guy at work who, whenever he came up with an idea, it would be a, you know, conversation around the room about whether his idea would work, and then he'd say, but will it fly?
What?
What? It's not a plane. This was his, like, will it fly? This is his favourite expression. And we always just sort of sit at these meetings waiting for him to come up with it and then go, oh.
Okay. That's weird. I've not heard that before.
You've not heard that one?
No.
There you go.
I've written a few of my own. Very, very worst, the one I hate the most. Washed down.
Washed
you know when
down.
They say, like, someone had a wedding and then it was the food is washed down with loads of champagne? It's so gross. So gross. Washed down, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I can think of other ones worse, but
okay.
You just carry on.
Refurb. A lot of friends of mine don't like that one. No muss, no fuss.
Oh, I've not heard that's a new one.
Yeah,
I've not heard
I don't
that
like
one.
That. I don't know what it means either.
No, I've not heard that one.
No. This is another one. Any help packing? You know, when you buy like one bunch of flowers or a thing of coffee or something, they go, do you want to help pack it? Oh. Look, if you're here, get proactive.
No.
Ramp it up.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah. The workplace, I think it sounds so pretentious, rather than, you know, work. Or,
yes.
Yeah. Touch base.
Oh, that's...
I hate that. Oh, bless you. You're kind of red now. And there's another one, isn't it? Doing a recce. Well, only people that do recces are people in the army or people on film crews, but anyway. And the last one is gravy train. I don't really know what that means either.
Yeah, that's a sort of banking favourite, isn't it, on the gravy train?
Yeah.
Not many of those left now, so the gravy train.
And apparently, breaking news, right?
Oh, right, go on.
Meh is now a word.
What one?
Meh.
Meh.
M-E-H. Meh. Honestly.
Okay. Is it going to be in the dictionary soon? What does it define meh?
The preferred response of the apathetic meh is the newest word in the dictionary. Right. The word is defined as an interjection expressing indifference or boredom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's good, yeah. Publisher HarperCollins said the word has been chosen for inclusion in the dictionary's 30th anniversary edition. You think they'd pick a really fancy word for that, don't you?
That's
a new word. The dictionary will define as an expression of indifference or boredom, or an adjective meaning mediocre or boring. Right, and the two examples given by the dictionary are, I feel a bit... meh about the whole thing.
Funnily enough, I do.
Yeah. And the second one is, the Canadian election was so meh. I think I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, is so meh. So you learn something new every day.
Well, there you go. Meh. So all our listeners have now got to go and use that.
Meh.
There's many conversations.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. M-E-H.
Well, it could be meh, couldn't it?
Sounds like a sheep, doesn't it?
With a cold.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Yes, that was really pretty.
Yes. I couldn't find any local news or any news that was depressing, so I thought I'd, you know, find some
it was all a bit
ridiculous stuff. It was all a bit meh. Precisely.
Yes.
Okay, are you watching I'm a Celebrity?
Don't be
silly.
Get
me out of here.
I've had all my injections. I'm completely immune to that program now. No.
So you won't know what I'm talking about then if I start talking about it.
No, I'll just be a bit meh while you do it.
Well, Robert Kilroy sucks on it. He's awful.
Is
he's really unfriendly and
right.
stuff to people. Okay. They're calling him I'm a celeb wetty or something because he's really like wet and drippy and he keeps falling in the river a lot. It's quite funny.
All right, okay.
I've only watched one.
Right.
Apparently tonight, David Van Day, whoever that is.
Oh, he's a former singer with Dollar.
Oh, is he? I've not heard of him. And
no.
Timmy Mallett.
Oh, Timmy.
Who I love as a kid. I love him. So yeah, that's
you like
funny.
Timmy Mallett,
yeah,
is
we
it?
We should annoy them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
they?
Okay, this is interesting. A man in Birmingham was arrested after he broke into a radio station and broadcast obscenities. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, he allegedly broke into the Galaxy 102.2 studios and sent obscenities over the airwaves.
That's a bit clear.
Meh,
isn't it?
Meh. Yeah, maybe it was Russell Brand. He's back in the country.
Well, he's looking for an outlet, supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, we must have been somebody who could work all the equipment. I couldn't do that.
No, well, it's probably a disenchanted ex-employee.
Yes, it could be.
You know, they exist.
Yes. okay, are there any people that you have nightmares about?
People? No.
No?
I don't think so, no. I love people.
Right, well, apparently Amy Winehouse is the star most likely to feature in people's nightmares, according to a new poll conducted by hotel chain Travelodge.
Who came up with the idea of needing a sort of a survey about who the most...
I know, do you stay at Travelodge and then do you have to fill in a form about whether you had a nightmare or something?
And do you only have these nightmares when you stay at that
at the Travelodge? Marilyn Manson came second. Gordon Brown, Pete Doherty, and the Cheeky Girls were all people's nightmares. I don't think any of them are that bad. No, they're not that bad, are they? They just dance around looking daft.
Meh.
Meh. Oh no, I wish I hadn't told you that. Apparently, they found this ancient Greek scroll with loads of jokes on it. Did you hear about that?
Loads of jokes.
Yes, they found this ancient
dating
Greek scroll.
Dating back to.
Ancient Greece. Don't ask me the year, because I'm absolutely homeless.
Okay.
Not with years. Apparently, Jim Bowen has been doing some show where he's, like, telling all these ancient jokes.
I thought you were going to tell me you wrote them all.
Well, his material's ancient, isn't it, anyway? So, yeah. And other people's. Anyway, allegedly. Bless him. Right, this is serious now. The mayor of a Turkish city called Batman... Have you heard about this?
No. Well,
I can't believe
so
this
far.
Is true, but apparently this is true. There's a Turkish city called Batman, and they're suing Warner Brothers for royalties from the latest Batman film.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Batman mayor said, there is only one Batman in the world, and the American producers are using the name of our city without informing us. So they're trying to get millions out of them.
Right.
But they've made loads of Batman films.
Yeah, they
haven't
have
they? Yeah. But they've only just realised,
maybe. They've just sussed it out.
So, yeah, so they're taking legal action and they're hoping to make some money.
Ooh. Good luck to them.
Apparently, wearing high heels may improve a woman's love life, according to an Italian doctor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He'd know, of course.
Oh, well, it's a she, Dr. Maria Ciruto.
Oh, say that again.
Ciruto. I'm going to find these lots of foreign words for next week. It says 2-inch heels can improve pelvic floor muscles, apparently, according to the BBC. Now, my theory is when you wear high heels all day, you're so tired, you have to sort of sit down or lie down, and then, you know, one thing maybe leads to another.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's my theory.
I thought you were going to say that your ankles hurt so much you've got to lie down.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Okay, and lastly, a woman is divorcing her husband after catching him having an affair with a virtual woman.
A virtual woman?
Or in an online game.
Eek.
Okay, so this is
not
virtual, yeah.
Yes. Right.
But in real life, they're divorcing. The internet game called Second Life allows players to recreate characters, live in a virtual universe, have jobs, relationships, and children, and stuff like that. Right?
Okay.
Amy Pollard discovered her husband's character in the arms of another female player in the Second Life world, and she filed for a divorce, citing unreasonable behaviour. She said, I caught him cuddling a woman on a sofa in the game. I went mad. I was so hurt, and I just couldn't believe what he's done, so I'm divorcing him.
Just like that?
Just like that. They weren't... I mean, cuddling on a sofa is not even that bad, is it?
I wouldn't have thought so. No.
In real life, maybe, but... Amy said her estranged husband is now engaged to the woman he had an affair with on Second Life, even though they've never met in real life.
What's this virtual woman wearing high heels, perchance?
Yeah, she had to lie down because her ankles hurt. And this woman has also found a new man who she met online while playing World of Warcraft.
Ooh, that's
so
spooky.
They're getting engaged to people they've never even met before.
I think perhaps it's we're taking weird. Things just a little too far.
Yes, it is.
You think that?
Yes, living in a virtual world.
Just a little too far. Yeah. Yeah. Where are you off to this week then?
I don't know what day it is. Thursday. I'm going out with friends tomorrow night. I might do a gig if I'm not too inebriated.
All right.
And I've got a gig on Sunday night as well in Manchester.
In Manchester?
Yes, I have.
Right, so Bristol's finally disowned you now.
Yes, Bristol has.
Just say the name Ali B, and the average response from everyone in Bristol is
meh. Probably is.
Thank you so much. Been a joy. Have a good Thursday.
Thank you.